Lecture topic, jealousy and greed.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters, nobody in the world may have been found that if he or she is asked that do you want to be happy, and that person is going to answer that no, I don't want to be happy. There probably was no such person that ever came on earth, and I don't think we'll find somebody like that. A sane, sound thinking person who says that I don't want to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. That's a separate issue, that somebody thinks that they will achieve happiness in a particular way. So now they try to pursue that happiness in that manner or from that avenue. And somebody else believes, no, my happiness will come from this matter or in doing something in a different way. So they now pursue it in that way. So everybody's manner of trying to pursue that happiness may not be the same. In fact, it is not the same. Some people go to look for the happiness in very, very destructive things. The person who is caught up in some drug addiction, for example, so that person believes his happiness is in taking more drugs. But now every time the person takes something more, the person is further destroying himself. And then further destroying himself, destroying things around himself. People around him get very severely affected by what he's up to. But he can't see it, and he can't understand it, because he's too overcome by the intoxication of whatever he's taking. And as a result, he goes deeper and deeper. He thinks this is his happiness. He's spending all his money in it, spending his time in it, wasting his life in it, and destroying everything, but that's what he believes. And until finally, when he's hit rock bottom, when he's fallen in the gutter, Allah save us, Allah protect us all, when he's really damaged everything, lost everything, he's become a hobo on the street, now maybe his eyes open out, that what did I do? Many people then really regret, they even weep, but sometimes the damage is too far. But the point is, at that point in time, that person thought, this is my happiness. Now that's an extreme situation, people thinking that their happiness is in drugs, or people thinking that happiness is in some other addictions, some phone addiction, some illicit relationships, chatting to haram relationships, and they think this is where the excitement is, where the happiness is, where the fun is, where the enjoyment is. But then after a while, it then becomes apparent to them, they realize that this was not happiness. This was just a deception. It was just a sugar-coated poison. But now I'm in a bigger misery. I'm in greater problems. I'm in a greater destruction now. So this point again, coming to where we started off, that every person wants to be happy. Nobody that wants to be unhappy. But the happiness can only be found where Allah Ta'ala has kept the happiness, because Allah is our creator. Allah Ta'ala has created us. Allah Ta'ala knows what is going to be good for us. Allah Ta'ala knows what is going to be harmful for us. Like the manufacturer of some product, so they send a manual, an instruction manual with it, how it must be used. Now if a person uses it according to the instruction manual, he'll be happy. Person has a car, the instruction manual has details in it there's fuel to put in the tank. Also, what octane fuel, meaning what strength of fuel. Now, you get a few, some cars that take, for example, diesel. Some cars take petrol. Now, somebody bought a car which is a petrol car. And he says, well, you know what, petrol is a bit expensive. Diesel is cheaper. So I'm going to fill in diesel. So now he's going to fill in diesel. And he says, well, this is my car. And why should I listen to somebody else what I should do with my car and how I should operate my car? My car, I'll do as I please. So he does as he pleases, or he decides to do as he pleases. But he will not be happy. Why? Because that car is going to start giving problems. He put petrol in a diesel car. People sometimes, by mistake, this happens. There's a big whole procedure now. By mistake, at the garage, the person filled in petrol in a diesel vehicle. Now the person who the owner suddenly realized they made a big mistake here. So then, now they have to call somebody who's a professional to first come and drain this out. Now, I must drain it, and it costs quite a bit of money to drain the thing. And then the cost of that diesel, that's lost. So some people, it happened to them, the whole tank got filled with that petrol in the diesel vehicle. So now they have to drain that whole petrol, that got wasted. That draining cost, that was a couple of thousand, 2,000 rands or whatever. And then so many other issues. But why? Why don't just leave that petrol in the diesel vehicle? Petrol is even more stronger than diesel. Says, no, this one, you'll not be able to drive and be happy about that vehicle, because it'll start giving you major problems because you didn't follow the instructions of the maker, the instructions of the manufacturer. So the manufacturer gave the instruction, you got to follow it, put that fuel, put the right kind of fuel, put the oil where the oil is supposed to go, the right kind of oil, put the water where the water is supposed to go, how it's supposed to be driven, you drive it in that manner, then you'll be happy driving it, you'll have a happy experience with that vehicle. But you decide to do your own thing, you're going to have a very unhappy experience. You're going to have a problematic time with that vehicle. Now this is one small manufacturer, manufactured something, but he got so many instructions with it. Allah Ta'ala created us. The manufacturer of that vehicle, he took all the raw materials that Allah Ta'ala provided. And he just worked on the raw materials that Allah Ta'ala provided. And he put it together in a certain way, and it brought about a product. But Allah Ta'ala created insan from nothingness, from non-existence. Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. We need the oxygen to survive. Allah created the oxygen for us to survive. We need water to survive. Allah created the water. Allah descended the water from the heavens, from the ground. Allah Ta'ala gave us that water. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And we are from Allah Ta'ala. And we are going to be accountable for what we do. Now we want to be happy. So now we're going to have to follow the instructions of the maker, the instructions of the creator. Allah Ta'ala created us, and Allah Ta'ala told us how to be happy. What's going to make us happy? What's going to keep us happy? Happy now for the short time in this dunya, happy in the qabr, happy in the everlasting life of hereafter, happy on the day of Qiyamah and then the everlasting Jannat. Now that happiness, there's a process, there's a way to getting to that happiness. So despite the challenges of dunya, but if a person follows the procedure and does what is required of him, what Allah Ta'ala has commanded, then he'll get happy, he'll be happy. And if there is something else done, then there's a sure prescription of being unhappy. Now this is a detailed discussion, but just to touch on one or two things, that is a sure prescription of being unhappy. If a person has this in his life, now everybody wants to be happy, but this is certainly going to make you unhappy. So now, for example, a person will be happy if his clothes are clean, he's going for now one function somewhere, one walima, whatever, it's his own wedding maybe. So now he wants his clothes to be clean, he'll be happy if his clothes are clean. obviously, because cleanliness is part of iman also. So now he'll feel happy also, mashallah, everything's clean, neat, tidy. But now he wants to be happy in terms of the cleanliness of his clothes. He wants it to be clean because that's going to keep him happy. And if it's dirty, it gets soiled, he is going to be very miserable about it. Especially now it's his wedding day. Now he's out far. There's no chance of now going and changing into some other clothes. So now he wants to be happy and he wants it to be clean. But then what he does? He deliberately walks through the puddles and he's splashing into the puddles. There's some dirty water that is dripping somewhere. He goes and stands under that. So now he wants his clothes to be clean because that's going to keep him happy. If it is dirty, it is soiled, he is going to be unhappy. He knows that. He's going to be feeling very miserable. But he deliberately goes and stands under this dirty water that's dripping. He's splashing in the puddles. He is doing things that are going to bring all the dirt onto him. And then he feels miserable. He feels very depressed. But then somebody asked him, but then you walk through these puddles and we're splashing also into it. You went and stood under that dripping gutter with that dirty water flowing down. And you did this and that which brought all the dirt on you. But now you're feeling miserable. He says, "Yo, but I just needed to do that because I thought that might also keep me happy." That's foolishness. It is utter foolishness. We know that those things are going to make us unhappy. So likewise, there are certain things that is sure to make a person unhappy. But we still try to find some kind of happiness in it. Among these things, one aspect is jealousy. Jealousy is a fire. And who gets burnt in the fire? The person who's jealous, nobody else. Now, jealousy is against somebody else. We've seen somebody enjoying something, whatever it might be. Allah Ta'ala gave some ni'mat to someone. So that person is enjoying that ni'mat. So we should make dua for them. Allah Ta'ala give them barakat in that enjoyment. And make dua for ourselves also. Allah bless us also, no problem. But to now, the jealousy means that we are upset over why somebody else has been blessed with this. We're feeling negative about it. We're feeling uncomfortable because somebody else is comfortable. Now that is a major sin. In other words, we are finding an objection in our heart that why was this person granted this bounty, this gift, this ni'mat. So we are grieving over it. That grief is that fire. And who's burning in the fire? We ourselves, nobody else. This is a fire that is burning our own heart. That's why they say jealousy burns. Because when a person is grieving, that grief is what he's referring to as the burn. He's burning himself. So the jealousy is burning him. But that's a sure way of being miserable. Now, when that is such a sure way of being miserable, and to what benefit? Supposing if somebody is feeling jealous that somebody else now has got a certain bounty, why they got this bounty, why they have been blessed with this, this should be snatched away from the person. So let's just assume, for argument's sake, that it got snatched away. Let's just assume it got destroyed, something happened. So now we're feeling very jealous over somebody, and that item of theirs did get stolen, got lost, got destroyed in some way. So how did that benefit us? Because it got lost, because it got stolen, that got broken, whatever, did it increase our wealth in any way? It increased our comfort in any way? What did it increase for us? Nothing. Such a foolish thing. So such a foolish thing. But now a person, he chooses to be unhappy. How? By being jealous. By grieving, being upset over somebody else's goodness. But if he just chose to do the right thing, and what is the right thing? That in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you is a believer until he loves for his fellow Muslim what he loves for himself. So now, for example, somebody has got some new item, whatever it might be, some new clothes, whatever it might be, something, obviously within the limits of Shariat. So now we saw the person with the new item. So what we did, now supposing we had that new item, so what will be love for ourselves? Then how must others deal with us with regards to this new item that I have, or whatever else in general also? We will want that others must feel happy for us. They must feel happy for us, must give us du'as. They must give us, when somebody now, if we got something and somebody saw it, new item, say, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give barakat, Allah Ta'ala keep it lasting long, Allah Ta'ala protect it from any loss and harm. Now somebody gives us those du'as, we feel very happy about it. Mashallah, person gave us such beautiful du'as. So now that's what we love for ourselves, that people must be happy for us, people must give us du'as, people must be feeling positive about our goodness. So now just as we love all this for ourselves, the dictates of Iman demands that we should have the same feeling for others. We saw some new thing or old thing, whatever it might be, something in somebody's possession, and we feel happy for the person. Mashallah. Allah give barakat in it. Allah increase it. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of goodness, a means of protection, a means of ease. Allah Ta'ala grant barakat. And then if you want to make dua for yourself too, by all means, Allah give me as well. Though we shouldn't keep looking at dunya and wanting dunya and dunya and dunya. But if it's halal, it's permissible to ask for it. Make dua for it. One is needs, we'll ask for our needs. But just to keep making dua and having aspirations and wishes and desires for dunya is not a good thing. Something came away our way, alhamdulillah, we use it. We could afford something, we bought it, alhamdulillah. But not that our heart is stuck in it. And then now we got something, how to now update this and how to upgrade this. That meaning that becomes the purpose in itself. Not because there's any issue with it. Just because I now, something new came on the market now. So now, when am I going to get that? How am I going to now upgrade from what I have? Why? Because I'm not content with it. Not because there's a problem with it. There's a problem with it, that's a separate matter. I'm not content with it. I keep wanting something more and something more. So now this something more and then feeling jealous over somebody else's bounties and ni'mats, what is this going to be? A sure prescription. Like you go to a doctor, they give you a prescription. Prescription for what? To cure the illness, to treat it. Allah is the one who gives cure. So that's a prescription now you take in order to treat the problem. So now this is a prescription not to treat anything. This is a sure prescription to create a problem. What kind of prescription? If a person wants to be miserable, then the prescription is jealousy. Then you'll be miserable. You will be miserable when others are happy. And this is what one poet says in one line, كَفَى مِنْ حَاسِدِكْ أَنَّهُ يَغْضَبْ إِنْدَ سُرُورِكْ. This much is enough now. You don't have to go and take any revenge from somebody you know is being jealous. This much is enough that when you're happy, he said, it's just meant to say, don't bother about it. Doesn't mean that we should be even thinking in that direction, but meaning nothing to bother about. Just ignore it. So the point is, again, coming to this, that this is the prescription for unhappiness. So why be unhappy? Why make ourselves miserable? So keep our hearts clean from jealousy. And one very effective method of keeping it clean from any jealousy, you're going to feel jealous over somebody's bounty, somebody's blessing. So immediately make dua for the person. When the thought comes in the mind, something negative, something against that person's goodness, immediately make dua for the person. Dua of barakat. Dua of hifazat and protection. Dua, Allah must increase His bounties for the person. Now when you are actively, consciously making dua for the person, for his goodness, how can you then be also wishing the person's destruction or the destruction of his things? It can't happen. It's either or. can't have East and West in the same place. East is in East and West is in the West. East and West can't be together. So now when you've taken the whole heart towards well-wishing, how can it be wishing ill? And jealousy is all about ill-wishing. So this is one sure prescription for misery, for not just misery in dunya, but it destroys a person's good deeds also. Al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanat kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that jealousy destroys a person's good deeds, just as fire destroys wood, dry wood. Set fire to it, and in short time it's now all alight. And in another short time it's all ash. Dry wood catches light very quickly. And then hardly any time it's all ash. So likewise, the aspect of jealousy has been described in the Hadith Sharif as like that fire eats up that wood and destroys that wood in no time. That's what jealousy does to the person's good deeds, to the rewards of the good deeds that he has achieved. So in any case, this is one prescription, very, very destructive, very harmful. And the only thing it does is it harms the one who's been jealous, full stop. Nothing else. No benefit of any sort. And it doesn't harm anybody also, but ourselves. So therefore, it's in our own goodness, our own interests, that we keep cleaning our heart out of any jealousy. And as mentioned, what is the ilaj, the treatment of it, that we engage in dua for the person. Together with dua for the person, one other aspect is, we always initiate salam, be the first one to make salam to the person. The third thing is, talk good about the person in his absence. Talk good about the person in his or her absence. You're not there, but one line, something or the other, you praised about that person, you spoke good about some the work that person did, whatever. This will clean your heart towards him. And as a result, this jealousy will be cleaned out also. So we want to be happy. So there are many things that are the sure prescriptions for unhappiness. So why do that? It's foolish. So therefore, we should clean our hearts. This is all the purpose. Tazkiyah is all about cleaning the hearts, purifying the heart from all the evil maladies. And this is what we should be focusing on. So this is one aspect. Just to briefly touch on another, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq, we may continue with it next week. The other aspect is greed. The lack of contentment, greed. This is another sure prescription for misery. When a person has greed, no matter what he has, he'll still be poverty-stricken. Because wealth is the wealth of the heart. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. That whoever does righteous actions together with iman, so they have iman, on the foundation of iman they also having, they do righteous actions. So Allah Ta'ala promises them that we will give them a good life, hayatan tayyiba. Now the Quran says hayatan tayyiba, a good life. But what is this good life? So there are various sahaba ikram, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, then among the tabi'een, Hassan Basri rahimahullah, and then many others also, they state that hayatan tayyiba, Allah is promising something. Allah is promising something for iman and righteous actions. So Allah's promise will be very great. Not something just by the way. Something very great. And what Allah is promising? Hayatan tayyiba. Now what is hayatan tayyiba? So all these great personalities, they state that hayatan tayyiba means contentment. Hayatan tayyiba means that he will have a contented life. He'll be content. He'll have the greatest wealth. Inna al-ghina ghina nafs. He will have contentment. If a person wants to be comfortable, then he must have contentment. He wants to be at peace, must have contentment. He wants to be happy. He must have contentment. Then he'll be happy. Otherwise, he'll never be happy. That is a sure prescription for unhappiness. Not to be content. When a person is not content, that is when hasad and jealousy also creeps in. Because he's not content with what he has, and he sees something by somebody else which he felt he should have had, or he's feeling grieved over it, why he doesn't have it, then that's when the hasad creeps in now. And the hasad, already we described it as one of the sharp prescriptions for unhappiness. Now the greed will be added prescription for unhappiness. Added issue. So now that greed comes in, so now that greed is going to push him to do things which are not in order. He's going to maybe cut corners in terms of how he does his dealings. Why? Because he's trying to earn more. Get involved in deception, in some corruption. But now in that he's killing his deen, his ruhaniyat, spiritual condition. In that greed, he will be going to places he shouldn't go to. Why? Because this place now, maybe I'll do good business here. But that place is a place where it's, that environment is extremely detrimental for iman. That environment where it breaks down a person's morality, he'll go. Why? Because of the greed. One is desperation. He's got greed now because he's got enough, he's got extra, but he's got big, big aspirations. Now the greed will, now person is earning a certain amount, but his eyes are on something far more. And now that certain amount he's earning is keeping him living comfortably, fine. Doesn't have maybe too many luxuries, but he's fine. But now the aspirations have grown, the wishes have grown bigger, the wants, what a person wants, we want everything, we want the whole world. Our wants become needs. We can't do without it now. So now, in order to have more of that which we can't even afford, so now the person will start doing things which are impermissible, or if it's permissible, then he'll start working extra hours to get that extra. In that extra hours, what happened now? He's working so much overtime, he's got no time for his family. And he says, no, I'm doing extra for my family. But they want his time, they got no time for them. And the same thing works the other way around. So the point is that this lack of contentment is a sure prescription for what? For unhappiness. Hasad, sure prescription for unhappiness. So what is the solution? The solution is to bring in contentment. The solution is to bring in contentment, to clean the heart of the greed, to clean the heart out of hasad and jealousy. So among other things, these are two very serious problems, serious maladies, that then keep a person miserable and take him in a downward spiral. So we should be cleaning our hearts out, undertaking the ilaj and the treatment, and keep ourselves happy. In this way we will benefit, others will benefit, we will see the good, others will see the good also. Nothing will go short from what we have, but what we have will come with barakat. Because now we're not destroying it with hasad, with greed, there'll be barakat in it. We'll enjoy it better. This is the way that we have to take things forward. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامى ولا مفتونين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله